Chapter 16 and 17. Now, I will also tell you about the inner sanctum. These miserable men, wandering in error, set their hopes on the house which they built, and not on their God who made them. For they are a house of God. For they confined him by consecration within the inner sanctum, almost exactly like the other nations. Instead, learn how the Lord speaks when abolishing it. Who has measured the heaven with a span, and the earth with his palm? Have not I? This is what the Lord says. The heaven is my throne, but the earth my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me? Or what is the place of my rest? You understand now that their hope is vain. Yet he says again, behold, those who have destroyed this inner sanctum, even they will build it up again. It is happening now. For because they went to war, it was demolished by their enemies. And now, they, as servants of the enemy, will rebuild it. Again, it was revealed that the city and the inner sanctum and the people of Israel would be surrendered. For the writing says, and it will come to pass in the last days, and the Lord will deliver up the sheep of his pasture, and their sheepfold and their tower to destruction. And it happened as the Lord had uttered. But let us inquire whether there is still an inner sanctum of God. Yes, there is. Where he himself says that he is making and perfecting it. For it is written, and it will come to pass when the seventh week is completed, that an inner sanctum of God will be built in glory in the name of the Lord. Therefore, I find that an inner sanctum does exist. Therefore, I shall tell you how it will be built in the name of the Lord. Before we put our faith in God, the habitation of our heart was corrupt and without strength, being like an inner sanctum built with hands. Because from doing things which were opposed to God, it was full of idolatry and was a house of demons. But it will be built in the name of the Lord. Now, make sure that the inner sanctum of the Lord is built in glory. How? I shall tell you. Having received the forgiveness of our sins, and having put our hope in the name of the Lord, we have become new creatures, formed again from the beginning. For this reason, God truly dwells in us as his habitation. How? His account of the faith, the calling of the announcement, the wisdom of the righteous decrees, the instructions of the teaching. He himself prophesying in us, he himself dwelling in us, opening the doors of the inner sanctum, that is, the mouth, to us who were enslaved by that death, granting us a changed mind. He leads us into the incorruptible inner sanctum. For he who yearned to be saved does not look to a human, but instead to the one who dwells within him and utters within him, being amazed that he has never heard such things said from his own mouth, nor has he himself ever desired to hear them. This is the spiritual inner sanctum being built for the Lord. As far as it was possible to give a simple explanation, my soul hopes that, according to my desire, none of the things necessary for salvation have been omitted. For if I should write to you about things present or future, you would not understand, because such knowledge is hid in parables. Indeed, the foregoing things are enough.